Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the magazine I Love English World. On it, you will hear some articles from our Green issue, which this month includes a visit to an ecological farm in Britain, some impressive figures about the Amazon rainforest, and the portraits of 7 young environmental activists. But first, we present Diego, a giant tortoise from the Galapagos, who has helped save his species from extinction.
Profession: ladies' man. Diego is a veritable Don Juan. He's not young, more than 100 years old, in fact, but he drives the ladies crazy. Since 1976, he has fathered more than 800 babies as part of a massively successful breeding program on the Galapagos archipelago. With the future of his species secured, he can now retire.
A species in danger. Diego is a member of the giant tortoise species from Espanola Island in the Galapagos, 16 kilometers west of Ecuador. When the breeding program began on the islands in 1976, just 14 members of his species were left in the wild, 12 females and 2 males. Luckily, Diego, an 80-kilogram male on loan from San Diego Zoo in California, showed that he had an exceptional libido. There are now 2,000 tortoises, thanks in big part to him.
Diego's secret. With his leathery neck and yellow face, it is difficult to understand Diego's success with the lady tortoises. His enthusiasm, perhaps. Diego has a big personality and is quite aggressive, active, and vocal in his mating habits, says Professor James Gibbs, co-leader of the breeding program. Diego was not, however, the most prolific male on the program. That was E5. But lacking Diego's charisma or a cool name, E5 hasn't got the qualities of an international media star.
What's next for Diego? Diego can now look forward to a quiet and happy retirement in the Galapagos. The giant tortoise population has now been judged to be self-sustaining. The breeding program is being closed down, and Diego is being returned to his native Espanola Island after almost 80 years of absence. Good job, Diego.